بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. In the previous tafsir, we discussed Suratul Fil. And in Suratul Fil, we heard how Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal protected the Kaaba from the evil forces that wanted to destroy it. And how Abdul Muttalib had come out and asked for his camels that he wanted. And he said, وَلِلْبَيْتِ رَبٌّ يَحْمِيهِ. And the house has a Rabb that will protect it. As for my camels, I will ask for them. And as for the house, it has a Rabb who will protect it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the smallest of creatures destroyed this huge or large army, strong army of elephants. And this was a small little bird that came and dropped a stone from a height, killing all of these elephants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned by the Mufassireen that He continues, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. We destroyed this whole army for the gathering of Quraysh. And Quraysh originally, so for the gathering of Quraysh together, in order to get together and become tame and calm, to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. And there is no one more authoritative and higher than Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So he gathered Quraysh in order to tame them, to calm them down. Because you must remember that Quraysh had it in them. They believed that we are strong, we are mighty, we are powerful. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who protected the Kaaba with the smallest of animals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. Their accustomed security that they had achieved and attained when they went in their journeys for business. So Quraysh, they would actually go for business up to Ash-Sham in the summer months because it was very warm and it was Ash-Sham was known to be a cool area. And then in the winter, they would go down to Yemen because Yemen was known to be a very hot area. And as they were going, they would come across these bandits. And these bandits would try to rob them of their valuable goods. Hey, you've got this, bring it, we want it. Take out swords, put it to their necks, etc. But when they said that we are the people of the house, we come from the area that is sanctified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even the bandits left them alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَافِهِمْ. Their movement, رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. Their movement when they went up in the winter and went down, or when they went up in the summer and down in the winter to Al-Yaman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them security due to the house. So they understood the value of this house. They understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected us through the value of this house, the sanctity of this house. Because imagine, someone walks into your home and they put a gun to your head and you say, hey, hold on, hold on. I can come from such and such a sanctified area. And they walk away. They leave you alone. What does that do? It teaches you that this area is a very sanctified area that even the bandits have a little bit of shame for. They feel that we cannot do something bad against these people because they come from such a holy area, such a pure area. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا So let them worship رب هذا البيت, the Rabb of this house. Why? Because the house is made of stone. If the house is destroyed, we will rebuild it. There's no problem. We are only facing it. It is only sanctified because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it sanctified. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, when he came together with his son and began to place these rocks, imagine he had not been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build this house. Then what sanctity would the house have? Absolutely nothing at all. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who placed that sanctity there. So He is drawing their attention to that. That all these idols that you worship, all these structures that you create and carve with your hands, and you think they hold any value, they don't hold any value. Rather, they were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا معبود بحق إلا الله. There is absolutely nothing to be worshipped, truly worthy of worship, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this house that you worship means, or this house that you come from, they didn't worship the Kaaba, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew their attention to the fact that the Kaaba is to be sanctified because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who gave that sanctity to the Kaaba, so worship the Rabb of the Kaaba who protected it in the first place. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ. He is the one who fed them when they were hungry. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And He protected them when they were fearful. So you think that these people protected you by keeping their hands away from you? It is ultimately Allah who protected you when you were on these journeys. You went and you were fearful for your lives. How did this security come about for you? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a sabab and a means in order to protect you. So worship that Rabb and worship Him alone. Does Allat wal Uzza, do they feed you in any way? Do they give you any food? Do they provide for you, sustain you? Do they help you when you have no children and you call out to them? Absolutely nothing, no response. In fact, if you kick that idol, it will do nothing to defend itself. So how do you then worship that idol? Worship the one who provides for you, the one who sustains you, the one who literally gives you food when you have no food whatsoever. And this Kaaba has an amazing history from the beginning, from the time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had left Hajar and he went. Who is the one that gave Ismail the quench of thirst that he so desperately required? It was none other than Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The desert was dry. The desert had nothing, no water. That child would have died without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Kaaba and this house reminds us of the Rabb of the house, and that is Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Alladhi at'amahum min ju' wa amanahum min khawf. And He protected them, or He secured them from the fear that they were feeling. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should think about. Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi. Whichever one of you gets up and he is completely secure in his home. Mu'afan fi badanihi. And his body and his limbs are completely fine. There is nothing wrong with them. Wa'indahu qutu yawmihi. And he has the food of his day. Faka'annama hizat lahu dunya. It is as though the entire dunya has been brought before your feet. Now, if we think about this, we will come to realize that we are all wealthy people. Which one of us here can say that we woke up in our homes and part of it was destroyed by a bomb, or there were bombs raining on our heads? We were completely secure in our homes. آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ مُعَافًا فِي بَدَنِهِ. You have absolutely no defects in your body. Alhamdulillah, we are still walking. Alhamdulillah, we are still fine and we are okay. وَعِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. And he has the food of his day alone. Forget about tomorrow. Forget about the following day and the day after. Think about today, you got your food. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا. It is as though Allah has gathered the world for you. Because why? Think about this for a moment. If you are to drop dead there and then, what more would you need? Nothing. Nothing. You would have left this world a rich man. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that مَنْ كَانَ ذَا قَلْبٍ قَنُوعٍ. The one who has a content heart. فَأَنْتَ وَمَالِكُ الدُّنْيَا سَوَاءُ. You and the one who owns the entire dunya, you are equal. Why? Because the one who owns the entire dunya is completely at peace. He's happy. He doesn't want anything more. And you, with your little that you have, you are at peace. You are content. You are happy. So you leave, you are literally the same in this world. In fact, you are better than the one who has the entire dunya and then became content. Why? Because he waited to have everything to become content. وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى الْقَلْبِ. But غِنَى, true richness and wealth, is the غِنَى and the wealth of the heart. When your heart is wealthy, then you will be a wealthy individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us wealthy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand wealth. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.